Good afternoon. A good after closing of the morning. It's good. I'm thankful I'm able to speak to you this morning with the Bible lesson. The Bible, you know, in my case, the Bible has been my turning point. If I'm willing, God will. And so this morning I want to read scripture to you, Matthew the 6th chapter, verses 14 and 15. And it speaks, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. And then let's just throw Mark in. Mark chapter 11, verse 25. But when you are praying, my friends, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sin, the Bible says too. Now, in the Christian walk and the worldly walk, but let's talk about where we live in the Christian walk. Most of the things that we talk about and pray about, we have control over them. But we have to be open and willing. Now, this might be strange to some of you all who are listening, and to St. Paul and to all of our visitors and all of our friends who are listening. And it's just so happy to be able to address you. I remember one of my brothers and I, he was always a pest to me. We got to fighting. And when they stopped us, we both got a whooping. No, I shouldn't use that word. We got a beating. And Mama said, now, to me, she said, hug your brother. I said, Mama, I can't do that. She said, well, then pull your shirt off. So that means I'm going to get a real beating. She said, he's your brother. You got to love him in spite of what happened. And I thought about that for years and years. I have to love him, and he's messing with me, and I'm getting a whooping. Now I got to love him and hug him. She said, yes, sir, you got to hug him, and you got to love him. So I grew up with that. You might not want to do it, but if you are willing, God will. Give God a chance in your action for the rest of the day and the rest of the week and the rest of your life. You can always have somebody cross your path and going to upset you or get on your nerve, or as my wife said, they don't understand. Well, I say you're now grown. Why don't you understand? But that's not the real life. They don't understand what they need to understand. And so when someone cross your path and you get upset, when you come down or as you're coming down, pray that God will forgive you. And then you said to them, I'm sorry, even they were right or even they were wrong. I've said to people that I'm sorry, and I hadn't did nothing. But I said they were the one acting crazy, so I wanted to make sure that I call it my lane stayed open. One of the greatest things in my life that has ever happened to me is that I accepted Christ as my Savior, and I learned as a young boy how to pray. This praying business is real, my friends, real. A minister stopped by my house today, and he wanted to get some, he used the word, wisdom. So I said, well, what makes you think I have wisdom? He said, I watch how things work out for you. They don't work out like that well for me. I said, well, you might be in the way. Get out of the way. He said, you know, I never thought about that. I said, well, I can tell you, you allow material things to bother you. You're in business and you're doing well, so what? Just be thankful and move on and help others. Then as you bless more, bless others. As you bless more, bless others. Wisdom, you can't talk about that. When you ask God for it and he give it to you, use it. Now let's give you some comments about this praying business. If you're open, God is willing, he'll handle it. I've been a Christian, I accepted Christ when I was 6 or 7, but I really didn't know what I was doing. But I thought I did, so I did what I was told. Then when I got in my 9, 8, 9, 10, 11, I went after God for myself. I can remember saying to God, God, these people in church who are shouting, falling out, jumping up and down, I said, and it's just strange to me. Tomorrow or the next day or this afternoon, you can't get along with them. So what is wrong that I don't understand this? And so since God said, I don't understand it, I want to understand you. If you are God, wherever you are, show me, let me know from you that you're real. I don't want to be watching these people because they're not real. And so I can remember I was praying and fell asleep, 9 years old. And I woke up midnight. Just blessed I had my pajamas on because you couldn't sleep in your clothes when I was growing up. And so I changed from my thinking from then on that this God that we talk about is real. But we talk about a real God, but we don't go after to find out what is this real God all about? How is he going to respond to us individually? Then at 11, I can remember like it was yesterday, I started praying for a wife. And they thought I had lost it. Sure had, but I wanted a wife. I didn't want just to marry a woman. I wanted to marry a wife. Mama said to me, son, said, you need to go and study. Go read your lesson. And I did that too, but I didn't change. So I prayed and the Lord answered my prayer and gave me one. So friends, I'm talking about today, if you are open and you're willing, a lot of this stuff you're going through, you just can let it go. Now, people say they forgive other folks. If somebody do something to me, I forgive them. But why can't you speak to them then? I don't believe you forgive them because you can't speak to them. Personally, talking to God, let me share this with you. I watch Percy's son, when he's playing in the choir, and I watch every so often, he'll raise up, come down on those drums. Now, if he wasn't in him, he couldn't raise up because we wouldn't have anything in him to raise him up. Now, somebody said, well, I never paid any attention to that. I said, you need to look. You'll learn something from that. He's a youngster, young kid. But look how he beats those drums. Look how he raised up like he's 15, 16 years old. Entertainer, what are you going to do when you get that old? And so what we have to learn how to do, let's take a few steps. You say, many of you who are members especially, people who know me well, people who have known me well, they say that you make life seems so easy, and you make a life with no headaches. I have plenty of headaches, and I have plenty of challenges. I have plenty of hard work I have to do, but I allow the Spirit of the living God to work in me and move in me so I can do what I'm supposed to do, and he'll do what he's supposed to do. And I've watched him. He does wonders, wonders. And then coming to a close of stepping down as a pastor for 49 years. I think about it, how many opportunities I've had to be a pastor since I've been a pastor of St. Paul. Before I was at St. Paul, I was called to 3 churches and a half, I call it, because we tied in one church. I could have been a pastor three times before I came to St. Paul. But friends, I didn't want to do that. You remember now, I said, I got in the way. So then when I surrendered to God, I was called to St. Paul. Since I've been called to St. Paul, I was challenged to come to San Francisco. I was challenged to a church in Macomb, Mississippi. I was challenged to a church in Washington. I was challenged to come to a church in Reno. Yeah, I was challenged to come to a church in Washington. I repeat, twice. They came to Sacramento. And then in Southern California, a mixed church, 60% of the other, but all other races, 40% of my race. And I couldn't do that because I had promised God when he called me to St. Paul, is to do what I can and he will do the rest. Now, some people tried to give me a bad time outside. And I said this to you, and I'll say it again. There was four ministers in a circle talking. And one of the ministers said, well, I don't know how Pastor William is going to make it because he can't hoop. And I went over there and said what I said to you. I said, you all hoop. And I said, then I'm going to pray and study the Bible. And let's see who's going to win. I won because I followed the direction of the Spirit of the living God. There's a living spirit. And friends, listen to me careful. Listen to me careful. There's a spirit in us that grows. He didn't just come in and sit down. He's growing all the time. And we need to let him grow so he can help us to grow. And when you grow, life is not like you used to be. It becomes workable and enjoyable. I sit at a table last year and with a group of people, it was about 15 of them, and they bickering and arguing. And one of the persons said, Pastor William, don't you have something to say? I said, yes, I was waiting till you all come down. And I don't want to get in that kind of situation. Well, what you think? I said, I think two things. I think all of you all in here, to get yourself arguing and screaming at each other, that's wrong. What you want to do is present your side and let somebody else present theirs. And if you can't accept theirs, why you want them to accept yours? That doesn't mean you have to agree just because you want to be nice and calm. Because I'm learning when I was a kid, arguing and screaming and hollering and cussing is not for human beings. It's for people who hadn't got to be a human. I know what you're saying. You're saying people that cuss and carry on, they're not human. Well, they haven't developed a human attitude. Because you don't have to get your way by cussing. Amen. Amen. You get your way by, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I got up this morning. Lord, thank you for a new day. Thank you for last night. Thank you that you give me another opportunity. And the reason I'm thanking him, because if it had not been for him, I wouldn't have been able to get up. Hallelujah to the King. God want to work with you and he want to work on you. Give him a chance. Now, I hear you say, but Pastor, you don't know what these people have done to me. Well, I know this. I know what you've done to Jesus. And it wasn't good. But he looked beyond that and saved you. Let's look at a few things about the Christian servant. Paul strikes this note, and I enjoy it. He says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Now, what does steadfast mean? Don't be all over the place, jumping and screaming and hollering. Be calm. Take it easy. Get someplace and steady. And he says, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as you know, much as you know, your labor is not in vain. You can't be all over the place doing everything and then end up doing nothing. Be stable with God. Now, don't just be stable with God. And I've said this often. A lot of people are stable with God on Sunday. Oh, they're gentlemen and ladies. But what about Sunday afternoon and Monday? You got to be steadfast with God every day. And I understand there are some winds going to blow some days, but blow them away by going to God and cry out to him from your heart. It's the heart where we have to keep clean. And then unmovable. Don't always be moving because someone comes along, sound good, look good, speak well, have some good messages for you or some good Bible lessons for you. You don't have to. That's fine. But you don't have to be moved and they are not doctrinal or sound. Are they representing Jesus Christ, your Savior, your guide, your Lord? Don't be so quick to be movable. And then, friend, because you know the reason you want to, you don't want to do that, you want to be steadfast and unmovable, because your work is not in vain. It's not in vain. God is going to reward you one day for all that you've done. I tried to sing yesterday and I got too full, I couldn't. But may the work I've done speak for me. Friend, then he says, the next verse he said, may the life I live speak for me. Now I understand Sunday, people get more holy on Sunday than any other time through the week. I don't care what kind, I know a lot of cussers, but on Sunday they're kind and loving. Well, you're wasting your time. You can't be playing with yourself, and if you do, that's all you're playing. You're not playing with God. God know when you're serious. He know when you're speaking and ministering and worshiping him. He knows that. And so Paul gives us these notes because he wants us to understand there's nobody like God. He was a servant of the living God. And my friend, inwardly spiritual ability, he was spiritual minded. He'd get upset, but he didn't leave God. Once he met him on the Damascus Road, that's the problem. A lot of folks, faithful in church, faithful singing, faithful talking, but they don't know God. When you get to know him, oh, what a joy. What a blessing you have. Let's look at another side of this life. Friends, when I think about God, when I really think about him, and think about his forgiveness in the New Testament, the important thing that we want to think about, do not practice or allow anyone else to tell you about the blame game. Quit blaming others and blame yourself. There are some things that stops us from worshiping, and we don't want to talk about them. One of the main things that stop us from worshiping, if you look at it, is our attitudes. Friends, there's nothing worse than a bad attitude. Bad attitude blocks you from a lot of things. And when you look at it, look back careful, friend, at the spirit of the living God. May his power rest in you. And may that someone after listening to the Bible want to come to Jesus. Will you say, Lord, come into my life. I want to live with you and for you the rest of my life. And I give you praise and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.